Text numéro 30. Fixing hybrid cars' silent danger. They silently sneak up on unsuspecting pedestrians, cyclists, children, and the blind. Unlike cars with running internal combustion engines, hybrid cars in electric motor mode are relatively silent and give no audible clues they are approaching. The results could be deadly. As Deborah Kent Stein of the National Federation of the Blind said in 2008, for us, these cars are invisible. A study found a 50% higher rate of accidents involving pedestrians for hybrids than other automobile vehicles. A report on TV channel ABC summarized the danger this way. Hybrid electric vehicles are more than twice as likely to be involved in a pedestrian accident as conventional cars, when the vehicles are backing out, slowing or stopping, starting up in traffic, or going into or out of a parking space or driveway. Toyota released a video promoting its Vehicle Proximity Notification System, VPNS, which makes the Prius sound like Luke Skywalker's land speeder in Star Wars. A video of Nissan's Leaf demonstrates noise that sounds more like a Star Trek starship about to go into warp speed. So people don't have the flying cars promised in the 1950s, but at least they sound like flying cars. If the problem is people getting audio clues that a car is nearby, those science fiction warp engine noises may not get the job done. Historically speaking, the debate is similar to the controversy when automobiles were first introduced. Cars were a lot noisier around the turn of the 19th century, but pedestrians were mentally prepared to watch out for horse noises and horse speeds and would get hit by the new, unusual machines. In some communities, legislation was passed requiring a person with a flag to walk in front of all automobiles for safety. Those laws are no longer in place, presumably because people became used to the new sounds and dangers. Not so with hybrid cars. Last week, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration recommended what sounds hybrid and electric cars should make. Researchers concluded the best solution was to ensure that electric and hybrid vehicles emit the same sound as vehicles with an internal combustion engine. The 2012 Kia Optima, for instance, sounds and drives like a regular car, even when in electric mode. Meanwhile, car makers continue efforts to make conventional combustion engine cars sound quieter. It is conceivable that someday in the not-too-distant future, hybrids could, by law, be noisier than new combustion engine cars. The final rules on hybrid noisemakers will be in place by January 2014, according to ABC. By September 2017, all new hybrid and electric cars will sound like regular cars. They won't, however, require a person to walk in front of them with a flag. Adapted from Deseret News, October 2011.